everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I want to start off the show today, firstly, by saying we are so excited here at Angel Healing House because I have launched my fifth book, number 5, which is my second audio book. And that audio book is of my number 1 Amazon International best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. I am the narrator in this book, also the Angel Ariel and the Ariel characters, and we have employed extraordinary professional voiceover actors to voice and bring to life the other characters in the book. So if you like to listen to books, please go on Amazon under audiobooks to audible.com and look up One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness by myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and you'll be able to purchase and download the book there. So very excited with the launch of my fifth book. I can't believe it. I also wanted to start the show by saying I have heard from several people that have shared with me that with all of the light and all of the love and their constant vigilance to living in an awakened conscious life, they would have hoped that with all their efforts, they would be living in a much different world now, perhaps that was reflecting back to them more positivity in the world. For all the conscious good that many of us do, most of the time, we don't get to see the enormous flow-on effect that our kindness and our loving efforts have caused. This is the reason that I wanted to share today. I wanted to share a letter that I received from a client who I connected with 6 years after our session together. We reconnected on Facebook, and she wrote, "It is so wonderful to finally reconnect with you after all of this time, because I never got the opportunity to tell you how our session together changed my whole life. And to this day, so many years later, I tell people about the life-changing healing sessions I had with you. It was the messages that you were able to bring forth that helped me to heal my relationship with myself. Once I did this, I was able to move on from my dishonoring marriage, and I moved locations, and I moved jobs. But then the effects of the session I had with you went even further, as I was able to go on and heal, finally heal my relationship with my parents. The healing had been so immense that my parents have now since physically moved to be closer to me. And in addition, I am so proud to tell you that I am now about to marry a really, really nice guy who worships the ground I walk in, and we have an awesome relationship. You told me that if I respected and honored myself, then I would draw a respectful, honoring person to my life. I cannot thank you enough for all that you did for my family and how much you changed my life. And that comes from M on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. So everyone, all listeners, please, please do not think that your efforts of perpetuating and demonstrating love and kindness and compassion and caring are ever wasted. Now, let's get on to our topic. The Posse of Angels suggested we speak about a topic which is entitled Age Appropriate is No Longer Appropriate. You know, everyone, after living in Los Angeles for so many years, I finally got the opportunity to go to the Hollywood Bowl, and it was amazing. Pete and I went to see, a few years ago, the composer, musician, Paul Simon, who at the age of 74 years of age was on yet another world tour. After 11 studio albums, 2 live albums, 9 compilation albums, and 15 singles, he was promoting his new album, which was entitled Stranger to Stranger. Now, Paul Simon was firmly planted in my memories in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, as I'm a baby boomer and I was born in 1955. And I anticipated that listening to his music again would transport me back to those places and times. But when the concert began, I actually found myself more enthralled with his energy and that this musical genius was emanating. And it was a very different of how I remembered him from former years ago. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding me that this is so because I am so very different now. Paul Simon now exuded a self-acceptance, a worthiness, a poise as if he had come home to himself, and he had become one with his music, creative endeavors, rather than trying to prove himself to others. I always found Paul Simon to be an amazing innovator, a completely unique songwriter, and yet his energies, at least when I was in my 20s and 30s, it seemed so fragile, as if he was one unfavorable review away from being seen as not that worthy of recognition. But now, at the tender age of 74, he has come full circle and is now embodying those qualities of grace and dignity and no longer has to prove himself to anyone. You know, I'm really not sure when this started for him. Perhaps it started when he turned 40 or 50 or 60. But I can tell you personally, having just turned 64 this month, that when you get to this stage in your life, the stage in which you realize that you do not have to justify any part of yourself to anyone, it is utterly magical. It's magical because you realize that the narrative and inner dialogue that you might have perpetuated and about not being worthy, about not measuring up, being in constant competition with everyone, it's all merely an illusion. And what is most important is A, what we think about ourselves, That's first. And B, that we authentically and honestly show up in the world. Looking at his new photo to endorse his new album, I can energetically sense a softness. There was a sweetness, a soul who seems totally at peace in knowing who he is and his place in the grand scheme of life. Now, in the box at the Hollywood Bowl where we were seated, I struck up a conversation with a mother and daughter who had come to see the concert together. They said that they were excited to see Paul Simon, but the mother commented that she could not believe that he was still touring because, she said, that lifestyle was not age-appropriate for someone in their 70s. Which made me wonder, Stevie Nicks, originally from Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks at 68 years of age, is more in demand and hotter than ever in her late 60s. I wonder if she would agree with that comment about age appropriate. Or how about the piano man, Billy Joel, who is still touring and is 67, not to mention the group, the Rolling Stones. With this woman's words still ringing in my ears, it got me wondering about the phrase age appropriate. You know, many people are not only amazed at Paul Simon's longevity, that he is still touring in his 70s, but they're amazed by how fresh and creative his new album is, as he is once again clearly exploring new avenues with new instruments and new rhythms. Sure, those of us who remember him from decades ago were thrilled that he played Graceland, Julio down by the schoolyard, Crazy after all these years, and of course, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, and many others. But it was his creativity that still flowed in his new songs that caught my attention most. Many of us who are conscious and living a beautiful, awakened life, have our goals and dreams and desires, but how many of us truly envisage creating the physical manifestation of those desires into our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond? This reminded me of a previous caller into my radio show who asked me when she could retire. Well, the posse of angels flew in quickly. They were quick to point out that if she was passionate and she loved what she was doing, then she would never wish to retire from it, regardless of her age, because it fed her soul. Yet many of us were programmed to retire because of the dictates of age, rather than being excited to keep creating because we felt passionately motivated and joyful. Now, much of our modern Western society has been driven by a culture of youth. And once one's looks fade, that person is supposed to retire, put their affairs in order, as if they have nothing else to contribute. Yet this goes counter to the beliefs of so many other cultures around the world. In cultures throughout time, whether it was the Native Americans, the Mayans, Asian cultures, it was the wise elders, in many cases the older women of the tribe, who had pride of place to be the revered teachers and vessels that carried the wisdom to impart to the next generation. I believe that the whole notion of age appropriateness was perpetuated in order to suppress the wisdom and the invaluable experience that these older individuals can share with others. Seems to me that the term age appropriate was created to put restrictions on what each of us is capable of and what is possible at any age. You know, there have been many people who have had enormous success in life as their persistence, their belief in themselves, and their passion for what they love propelled them into new experiences in their later years. Now, for instance, Julia Child debuted her first TV show when she was 51, which launched her into international fame as a chef. Laura Ingalls Wilder did not publish her Little House on the Prairie book until she was at the age of 64 years. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that you are never to do, you're never old, never too old to do something amazing, and that no one ages in heaven unless they choose to look older for some reason. You know, in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I speak about the etheric council, and they often appear older so that they could look wiser as they are wise old sages. They are asking us to think back to our younger days and think about how much time and energy was focused on whether we measured up to the competition. For many of us, our self-esteem and what we truly thought about ourselves was largely based on how the rest of the world reacted to us, rather than relying on our inner acceptance, knowing that we were perfect and fully co-created by Source, be who we divinely are. And my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is reminding all of us that with so many people clearing their energy field, with being mindful of what they eat, being conscious of what they think, and how they nurture their souls, they may find that their energies are of such extraordinarily high vibration that they are reversing the signs of aging and are feeling younger and younger with more passionate energy to put into our projects. So what may have seemed to have a limited shelf life in the past, like a dream or an experience that once could only have been done when we were younger, is for many not a problem in their latter years. So let's take a look at what we could do or what we should be doing at what age. Well, quite frankly, with so many people finally awakening to honoring their desires and not following the appropriate age at which to retire, we see people of all ages stepping forward into living the life of their dreams. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that if we feel good about ourselves and we do not restrict ourselves for any reason as to what our heart is singing and gets us wiggling with excitement, then we allow ourselves to experience joy and fulfillment, which then emotionally charges our immune systems. With charged immune systems, we have more energy to devote to our projects as we continually are fueling our passions. Now, as a result of this, we project a confidence and a self-assuredness that is a powerful energy that attracts others and makes them interested to align with who we are and what we are doing. There are certain things that we all can do to not fall into restricting ourselves by saying that, oh, I'm too old to experience something or start a new endeavor. The first thing to do is to be absolutely 100% honest with yourself. If it makes you happy and you're excited about it, then these are your best barometers to stepping forward, not if you're young enough to do something. Please remember that we all do not come out of the womb walking, and then we had to either get up on our knees and rock back and forth, and then crawl, and then stand up, and some of us scooted along the furniture before we took our first steps. And the majority of us fell down many, many times. Do not allow the fear of failure to stop you from stepping forward to actioning your dreams and your desires, no matter what age you are. And the Posse of Angels are wisely sharing with us they wishes for us to remember that one cannot succeed without failures. To go beyond age being a determinant as to what we can do, as to what we can be, and what we can have, it's vital to keep the little child inside of us alive. Please allow yourself to be curious about life. And when the opportunity arises, go on those unexpected adventures to allow yourself to have more experiences. Do try new things. Speak to different people. Challenge yourself. And know full well, deep in your heart, that there truly is no failure. There's only missed opportunities that we say no to out of fear. You don't want to get to the end of your life when you cross over and you're standing before the Etheric Council, that group of wise sage masters, and have regrets because you did not do something out of fear. Ask yourself, what is it that I still wish to do? What do I feel excited and passionate about? What do I wish to enthusiastically share with the world? It is these motivations that will keep us young. And just like Paul Simon, at the tender age of 74, it will keep the juices of creativity nourishing our souls. It will keep us vital. It will keep us feeling alive. You know, before I had my angelic walking experience, which I speak about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walking, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Before that walk-in experience, the former soul who was in this body of Claire Candy, she was obsessed with not being good enough to dream her dreams. And she constantly held herself back from doing what she wished, as she believed she had to live by a prescribed list of guidelines as to what she could and she could not do. By silencing her desires, by suffocating her dreams, she lost her light. She lost her will to live. She lost her way back to the divine within herself. But after the walk-in experience, as Angel Ariel now, it's interesting that when I started to allow myself to be interested, it made me excited. It honored my heart's longings. I took inspired action to making my dreams a reality, and others then became interested in me, myself, and my works. Now, the Posse of Angels is assuring us that we were never supposed to be defined by age or anything else for that matter, as we are all multidimensional, divine, eternal beings. And if we realized our full potential and our limitless possibilities, it would absolutely blow our minds. And the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that being ageless is a state of mind. Rather than stopping ourselves by being limited by age, it's really important to know that we all go through different cycles in our lives. And what we once thought was impossible when we were younger, we may now have more wisdom, experience, and the self-confidence to try something which we always wanted to do. What keeps us young at any age is that we are open to learning something new, allowing ourselves to be taught. It is in this allowance that we allow ourselves to grow and expand our experiences on the earth plane while we are here in human form. You know, with so much emphasis in our modern world put on youth, it's important to remember that there is a fountain of youth in each one of us. We can experience this magical renewing fountain through our mind, through our talents, our passions, our creativity that we bring to our lives and the love we share with ourselves and others. For when we tap into these feelings and when we tap into these things, each one of us will surely have transcended age. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on this wonderful Angel Healing House radio program. Do remember that Angel Healing House radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to call in for an angel reading today, we are in the second half of the show. We're going to be taking some of those calls. To call in on 1-800-930-2819. And myself and the Posse of Angels would love to answer your questions take your calls. We are going to be back in a quick break, and we'll see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Radio. Today, we've been speaking about the topic, age appropriate is no longer appropriate. And do remember, if you are entertaining a dream, something that you wish to do, maybe in your younger years, maybe then had a family, responsibilities, jobs, different things, and now perhaps in your latter years, it's never too late. It's never too late to entertain and bring back that dream. And maybe it can be done in a different way. Maybe it can be tweaked in a way that that you now can do it. But always, always go in the direction that your heart is telling you to go in, because that is where the joy of life is found. We have a few callers on the line. Let's go first to Rue. Rue is in Los Angeles. Rue, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Claire?
I'm well, thank you. So lovely to speak with you. What's happening in your world?
Well, you know, I always seem to tune in at the right, thematically the right show, because I've had a very pending question for you as I've been going through a very internal struggle. If I can, I'll summarize it for you quickly.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, over the past 12 years, I've been working towards my dream of being a working producer, writer, and actress in Los Angeles. And about 18 months ago, I had to leave LA to be with my family for some unforeseen reasons. My grandmothers, both my maternal and paternal grandparents, have been ill, and they've been hospitalized, and so I've had to be with my folks and feel like a child again, essentially. And I really, even though I've done so much yoga and meditation and light work over the years, where I literally, before leaving Los Angeles about 18 months ago, I felt like I was on my way finally to creating work, to manifesting work. I feel like I've retreated to being a child again, and my parents, who've been very supportive in many ways throughout my life, with my creative career, however, they haven't been as supportive as I would like them to be. They're incredibly withholding. They don't understand the business, and they think that, you know, a lot of my inability to manifest is my fault, and sometimes it's just a matter of timing. Like, I wrote a movie script 10 years ago, and it's finally being made into a movie this year. So, you know, it's they don't really understand the business, and there's been a lot of conflict with them about this. And I just, at the moment, I'm feeling incredibly disheartened and kind of demoralized. And, you know, I'm the kind of gal who's constantly, like, in LA, I'm constantly positive and productive and proactive. But kind of being back with my folks again, I just really feel incredibly small. And I try, you know, to be a light for them, but honestly, I feel really depleted. I'm like my mother's full-time psychologist with her issues with my father and their dysfunctional relationship and his family, et cetera, et cetera. So I just, you know, I will be returning to LA soon in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months. And at that point, I'm almost like, oh my God, can I do this again? Can I, you know, revive my dream? Is it possible? You know, and I've done some writing while I've been here, and I was supposed to stage a play, but I wasn't able to because I had to stay back for one of my grandmothers. So it's just been a really weird rabbit hole that I've gone down in the past 18 months, and it was very unforeseen, very unpredictable, and you know I've been incredibly persistent with my dreams in LA, but you know, they are on hold at the moment, and I'm just feeling a little vulnerable and kind of, you know, like, oh my God, is this possible
thank
again
you.
When I return? Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Rue. I've made some intuitive scribblings here. First of all, you said your parents not getting you, okay? They're withholding. They're withholding their accolades, or even getting what you're doing. You chose them, and you chose their contrasting characteristics to create a fierce independence in you, and for you to rebel against this. They were the perfect parents for you to choose in this lifetime, as it sparked the rebel in you. Otherwise, if there are no lumps in the oatmeal, we, you know, usually don't have anything to complain about, and life is smooth and everything is fine. So, One thing that you can do to not find yourself depleted and disheartened is to thank God, Source, Creator, and the angels for these parents being the perfect parents for you in this lifetime. Because the posse of angels are saying you would not have gotten off your keister if they were not 180 degrees opposite from you, or your energy is so disparate now, because if you found your way to Angel Healing House Radio, I can imagine, you know, what that third dimensional, you know, and there's, you know, not, it's not like it's superior or anything like that. As I've said many times on this program, the energies are just very disparate. Also, the reason you feel disheartened and depleted is because you're expecting them to act differently. When that's not our role, because we're each walking our spiritual journey, and they might need to be in this place that they're in for another 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 years, five millennia. Who knows? But it's their spiritual journey. And we would never like anybody to tell us what we should do with our journey, you know, with this physical vehicle. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, but we would never like anybody to tell us what to do. So release an expectation of how you're thinking that they should act. Okay, so those two things should happen immeasurably. Now, you said you're at that stage where you really don't think that you can do it and join the club, because that's where we are as a collective consciousness or a conscious collective. Rue, we have all come full circle. We have all come full circle. We started off waking up and then getting on as many people on board the train of ascension that we could. And then we brought forth our creative endeavors, writing your film, writing my books, creating the radio programs. My husband has written screenplays, we've written a screenplay together. Many of those things did not go anywhere. And we were crestfallen because of that. But now that we've come full circle, we are stepping forward into the realization of those dreams coming back around. You think how much energy, time, effort, money, all your sinew that you put in to your career. And you're a working producer, writer, actress. All of that, I'm just getting gooseies up and down my arms and legs. All of that is coming back full circle to you. Sweetheart, you have no idea how much that karmic compensation, that karmic inheritance is coming back. You could have not gone back to help your parents. You could have. You could have gone back to help you with your grandparents or, in the last 18 months. But because you knew in your heart that that is what the divine was asking you to do, and it was to help your soul to be humbled and to grow, you've built such character now over that last 18 months, and you've humbled yourself, and that is adding to what's coming to you. You will, your socks will be knocked off, because energy in, energy out, or cause and effect, laws of attraction. You think you don't give yourself credit for how much you've put into this. I mean, I am in awe. Pete and I get invited to a lot of screenings here in LA, for movies, and I'm in awe of when the actors or the directors speak afterwards. And most of the time, it's an average of 10, 12 years before anything gets made, and the fact that it gets made at all is just incredible. The money needs to be raised, and the actor schedules, and the weather, and the locations, and the legal aspects of it. And so I'd say you're doing enormously well. And it's all coming full circle for you. We have a full moon, very important full moon coming up. Now, there's a new moon in Scorpio, which is October 27th. That's pretty important, but the really important one is on November the 11th. So watch out for that. And know that the Posse of Angels are saying, Rue, you've run the marathon, 99.999% there. Don't give up before the end of the race.
That's lovely, Claire. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna pull some cards for you. Yeah. What you can do is for your family, and many of us were born into those dysfunctional families, to bring the light in. What you can do to be proactive is you can send them waves and waves of green healing light. See them surrounded in emerald green light. And then send them waves of bubblegum pink unconditional love and see them wrapped in that. Now, that does two things. One, in some indirect way, they will receive that. And number two is we will receive the healing from the green light and also boost our unconditional love. The first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is the movement card. It's the travel card. And with what you were speaking about, with it being a working producer, a writer, an actress, all of those things, there will be forward movement on it. Don't wish it to be here before it's divinely orchestrated to be here. But it is coming, they're saying, with that movement card. And next you get the Sunshine, Lollipops, and Roses card. I call that the Ten of Cups. We have two people doing kissy face. We have a beautiful rainbow in the back and a beautiful flowing river. And let this go. This is the highest emotional fulfillment card. Visualize you, if you want to, being at the Kodak Center, walking the red carpet, you know, visualize, you know, stepping out of your limousine, visualize all of those things. Whatever you want, the world is your oyster. Don't lose sight of the dream, because the only way that anything enters into physical reality is with the energy of our intentions and our dreams. The next card for you, oh my gosh, is, look at this. If you were a lottery ticket, I'd put money on you. This is the Eight of Pentacles. This card is the, I call this the being remarkable card. This is the card that people are noticing you for your craft and you're working hard, meaning you are loving what you're doing, you're passionately creating your craftsmanship, and the eight is the number of abundance. So I really, really would not lose faith at all. It's coming full circle, that that karmic compensation. And one more message from the Posse of Angels is that you have thousands upon thousands of your own angels. Lean on them. Lean on your circle of your etheric support, because they are there for you. They say utilize them, ask them to send you signs. So I hope all that's been helpful for you, Rue.
Oh, yes. I think you've miraculously changed my perspective.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you know what? All right. The Posse of Angels want me to remind you, remind myself, and remind everyone else that whatever we desire, the universe desires. It just works out that way. If we put our words, our thoughts, our feelings on lack, and oh, something hasn't happened yet, and I'm missing out on blah, 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 and whatever that is, then they must send us more of that vibrational frequency. Instead of saying, not yet doesn't mean not ever. Yeah. And many people think that just because a dream or something hasn't manifested yet, that it's never going to happen. Instead of taking our restriction, it's an illusion. Take our restriction and our constriction off of how we expect it to happen in order for God and the angels to have free reign to bring in all the limitless possibilities and the miracles for it to happen.
Yes.
So I'm wishing you an absolutely beautiful day with your new perspective. And you make sure you call into the show when these things start to come full circle for you, because I want an invite to the premiere.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely, Claire. Oh my gosh, thank you so very much. Thank you, and I wish you and your husband all the best with your projects. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, we know, thank you for making it make sense.
All we have to do is just divinely show up. That what they say, yes. Showing up is like 95%, and get out of our own way so that God and the angels can co-create the most extraordinary fulfillment for our wishes and intentions. Have an absolutely blessed day. Take care, Rue.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie from New York. Hello, Stephanie.
Oh, hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's happening in New York City?
I started a program, sort of like an introductory shamanic program, but also there's someone teaching it that I've done some healing sessions with, and I always felt a connection to. But things have gotten, like, a little complicated, and I don't know, it's been a little weird. And he said something, like, a week ago that he respected and loved me, but he doesn't really always treat me that way, or it's been a little confusing. So I was wondering if the angels could sort of help me understand what's going on.
Okay. When you were speaking, I picked up that this is a soulmate relationship. That's why you were drawn, you know, it takes great electricity between soulmates to come back together, to be drawn together. I feel that in a past life, past incarnation, you two came together to learn, not only learn lessons, but in that past life, it seems like I don't know whether he was a woman back then and you were the man. I'm not sure about that. But the two of you, you felt as if you were deceived on some level. So what I would do is I'd tell you, just like I would share with you, like with everyone else, your feelings are your greatest barometer. It doesn't matter what someone says. It doesn't matter what they do. You know, a lot of people say you can tell somebody by their actions. But a lot of time our actions can be duplicitous as well. You go by your feelings. And that's your greatest barometer as to whether to be around this person or not, or align yourself. You don't even have to know the reason. And the posse of angels are saying, certainly, they're not giving me a reason as to, whether you should stay the course or whatever. Or you could, is it a long course that this person's giving?
No, it ends soon, but I think he's going to be teaching the next level, and there's another one that he's doing that looks good, and, you know, and it's complicated, because I feel, like, a love and attraction towards him, but then at other times I feel, like, what is going on? And
right.
He has
said
stuff like, oh, I'm your teacher, and boundaries, but I don't know what's happening.
Okay,
so it's confusing. When I'm talking to him, it's going well, it feels great. But
okay.
Then at other times, it feels, awful.
Okay, so, well, anytime anything feels awful, you want to take a step back. They're saying complete this course, but then I'm sure in New York there's somebody else that has another course that you can do. It's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. You know, somebody says, well, I'm a little bit pregnant. Either you are or you're not. If you're having feelings that you feel awful, that's your indication that something is off. Something is off on some level, and that to take a step back. Let's go to the cards. I've got about 3 minutes left and see what comes out for lovely Stephanie. A lot of times people will say, oh, well, you know, I'll just be love and light, and I'll I'll stay the course, and then they rue it for some reason. The first card is coming out to you is the Five of Cups. Oh my gosh, this is the lack card. This is the spilt milk card. This is the card,
the what card
of
the lack?
Seeing those. Well, you know, often it's the spilt milk card, looking at the three cups that are spilled on the ground when there are two full cups behind the person. They're saying this is the feeling of being dispirited, or that something is not 100%. There's a gray, cloudy, overcast sky there. The way you break through that is you honor your feelings. That's all you can do at this stage. Just honor those feelings. And the next card is the Strength card. Be strong enough. Be strong enough to know that that this intuitive hit of yours, that something is making you feel awful, is there for a reason. It's like a blinking caution light, you know. And be strong enough to say, oh, okay, you know, all I know is that I feel awful. Maybe not all the time, but there's something there, and that I'll see the course through, and then, you know, I won't do any further courses. And any teacher or anybody that tells you, oh, you know, I'm your teacher and you must go with me, I mean, that's ludicrous.
Oh, no, no, no. He's not like that, no.
Okay, all right. Okay, the third card for you is the Temperance card, is the Patience card. But Temperance meaning balance. Make sure that your energies are completely balanced and that you feel 100% with something before that you step into it. And I will choose you, with only about a minute left, I will choose you a Hero's Journey card, since they're so beautiful and I have a little bit of time left.
Thank you.
And see what this card comes out. This is the card for you. And it says, plunge boldly into life. It's the Quest card. It's number 2. This is partnering with yourself, with every part of yourself. And the only way that we can really, truly, boldly go into life is if we are comfortable. And make sure your feelings are comfortable and that you don't feel compromised or devalued, or, as you said, you don't feel good about something. I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening around the world. Do remember that One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, my number one Amazon International best-selling book, is now an audio book. It's on audible.com. Please go on Amazon and then type in audiobooks and then put in One True Home, and that will come up for you to purchase and download this beautiful book. Beautiful story. Everyone, I'm wishing you love and angel blessings. Make sure you go out this week and you fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And I really look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.